awesome to make your debut, a massive crowd and the buzz you get off it. I'd love to go out there again and do it all over.
Did you sort of enjoy it? Did you feel nervous at the start?
I was quite nervous at the start, but luckily we're batting, so I got myself into the game quite nicely, really. And then I just tried to enjoy every ball, and I think I did.
At what point did you know you were playing?
I knew about just before we went to warm up. I thought I was currently 12th man. I didn't know I was in the squad. But yeah, I got told I was playing, so I think it's the best way to just get thrown in like that.
What did they say to you? When they said you were playing, did they tell you what they were looking for from you?
No, they just said good luck. They said go and do your things. They said you're good enough, so just go and do your stuff. So I did. I thought that's what I'd just try and do, just try and treat it like any other game.
So you were tossed the ball and Sangakkara's out there in the middle. What was going through your mind?
I was a bit nervous, really, because I thought he could hit me anyway here. But, yeah, luckily it went down long on throat. It doesn't matter how they come. They're a great first wicket, and I'll remember that forever.
Now, when the ball went in the air towards deep mid on, and you saw Joe Gatting, well, sort of somewhere in the vicinity, because he wasn't that close.
Yeah.
As that ball was in the air and you saw it going there, what was going through your mind then?
I thought it was nowhere near him at the start. I thought, oh, please don't go for four. But then he got around into a great catch, and I've seen Gat do that many a time in the twos, and so, that's expected from him. He's a great fielder.
I watched your celebration. You did enjoy that, didn't you?
Yeah, it doesn't get any bigger than Sangakkara, especially first up.
And Solanke as well, he's been around a long time.
Yeah, he's an experienced player. It was good to get him a good ball as well. I was quite happy with that one.
Did it turn much for you out there at all?
The old one did. It sort of skidded on a bit under the lights, but the one to Solanke especially, that gripped and went.
It was a shame, wasn't it? Because I think you went for 35 and your last two balls went for 12.
I know, yeah, a bit of a shame towards the end, but I couldn't ask for a better way to do it, really.
Because you've had a good sort of few weeks, haven't you? I know you got a few wickets in the second team during the week.
Yeah, it's been coming really nicely recently, and I didn't expect to play, but it's been a great experience.
Do you think you've been quite close, though, whether it's T20, whether it's Championship? Have you felt fairly close to the first team?
I felt I could do a job, but I know that we've got some really top-quality bowlers in this team. Briggsy especially is a really high-class performer, so you know it's always been very difficult to get a game. So when you do get a game, you've got to take a chance.
I know you've been working over the last few years with Raj Maru and Darren Flint as well. I know Raj already because he's already texted me, but they'll be so proud of you.
Yeah, everything I do is down to them. Raj, he's been absolutely brilliant to me. He sort of tore my action apart at the start and created me as I am now, and he's done absolutely brilliantly, and Flinty's been awesome as well.